A warm welcome from my wife and I. It's just wonderful to have you here this evening. We're so excited. Trust you're excited too. Just give someone a high five or a hug or something and just say, you celebrated tonight. We've got a special service this evening, so I trust that you're excited and expectant for what God wants to do. He's going to do it a little bit differently tonight, so we're not going to have a long sermon. But truly my heart this evening is that we celebrate people, and I want to thank you guys this evening. I want to thank you. I'm so privileged to be the pastor of this church. You oaks are just so amazing, and God is doing amazing stuff in our midst, and I'm standing here and just saying, thank you, God. Why me? Could have been anyone else. Why me, God? But I'm here, and I'm loving every moment of it, and I want to thank you guys for your partnership in being in the city and being the presence of God in the city for Him, because it's all about Jesus. Tonight we heard and we sang about it, and it's all about Him tonight. And maybe tonight you might think, well, we calling lots of people forward, we're celebrating people tonight, and you know what, I want you to, if you've maybe got a, if it's challenging for you tonight to see all these people receiving certificates and being welcomed and being celebrated, then I want you to really ask yourself, but Jesus celebrates the people in the church. Jesus celebrates each one of you tonight, and maybe, you know, you won't be coming up tonight, and that's also fine. Jesus celebrates you, but He wants to keep celebrating you more and more in your life, and as you just draw more close to Him and serve Him and become more like Him, then you know what, you're really becoming Christ, and you're becoming the Christ for other people. And many times you will be the Christ that people will see. They won't see Jesus because they don't know Him. They haven't got a clue about where He is or who He is. But if He sees something in your life that's different, they're going to say, I want that. And that's why we're celebrating people tonight, because people are God's passion. People are our passion. Shofar, second core value apart from passion for Jesus is people to serve. And we serve people. We love people. And you know what? You guys are serving us as well. And that's what tonight is about. But before we do that, we've got some new members to welcome. So tonight we're going to welcome, first of all, some new members. Over 20 new members are becoming official new members in our church, or members, should I say. They're not new anymore, they're members. So that's awesome. Then after that, so give them a hand. Just put some, if you've got some cream here, just rub some cream onto your hands, because you're going to be clapping lots tonight, okay? So make sure you've got something to soothe your hands a bit, because they're going to be red at the end of tonight, because you're going to be doing a lot of clapping, and you're not clapping for people, you're clapping ultimately for Jesus, okay? And then after the 20 new members we're going to welcome, we're going to have some Bible school students who graduated this year, so faithfully, over 20 of them, to be exact, 22. And we're going to celebrate them as well. And then after that, we're going to celebrate so many volunteers that have served and that are part of this ministry that I'm so proud of. Okay, and there's about 50-something of them as well. Okay, so where's the paparazzi? Where are all the cameramen? We've got one here. Is there anyone else that brought a camera? Is St. John on his own? Because please, if you've got a camera and you'd like to take photos, please come and sit here in the front row. We're going to get lots of photos of people in the front. So we're excited. Can someone please take over from St. John when he comes up? Okay, because he is also coming up tonight, so if we can just have some help for him. But we're going to start off with the new members. So I'd like to call the following people to the front. You can stand over here because you're going to be reading something from the screen. So just stand behind the projector there. First of all, the whole Beerslaar family, Philip, JD, Louisa, and Philip. And then Larissa Besaidenhout, Ingrid Bosch, Zandre Buerta, and then Dolph Kutzer and Frida Kutzer, Yodri Dawkins, Benny De Bruin, Jaku and Erika Fincham, Tanya Goosen, Seaton Guess, Yapi Creer, Annika Loftus, Clayton Meiser, Eden Smith, Hugh Swanepoel, Gerda van der Merwe, Helen van Staden, and Anniki Wasserman. So we are excited to see you guys. Can I think just come and stand a little bit more this way. We'll get this out the way. As long as you can see the screen this evening, face the audience. Don't they look beautiful? Don't they look awesome? So find yourselves a space. Just going to get up here. Find yourself a space, and we're going to say this together. First of all, I'm going to make this declaration in front of the congregation, so you can read with me. We recognize that membership of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is dependent firstly upon the sovereign work of the Lord Jesus, who calls and adds to His church daily those who are being saved, according to Acts 2:47. Secondly, we recognize that being born again by the Spirit, according to John 3, verse 3, is a prerequisite for membership of the church spiritual, where we as living stones are being built up a spiritual house for God. The church is not a building, but is defined as the corporate body of born-again believers who assemble in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as no two individuals are the same, every local church is unique in its character and its makeup. Both the church, the local church and the church globally, however, are the body of Christ, and every member functions in a distinct role within that body, according to 1 Corinthians 12. God in His manifold wisdom has set each one of us in His body as He pleased, even so that those members of the body which seem to be weaker are given vital roles. And tonight we're also going to celebrate just the vital roles that certain people have been playing in this church. And that's why it's so awesome. And I want to encourage you, if you're not a member yet, do the foundation courses. That's why we have the Encounter 1 and 2. Do it like these people have done it. They were so excited after they did that. And now they can officially become members and they can really fulfill certain roles in this church. And we're excited about that. And so I want all of you guys to stand now, and you're going to say this after me over these people so you guys can face the audience again. We are going to truly welcome them into the body of Christ, and then they're going to say something after that. So let's all say it nice and loud. You can stretch out your hands to them if you want to, but let's really welcome them. We give thanks to the Lord God Almighty. Amen. So you guys can turn around and you can say this. Before this congregation, we declare that through faith in Jesus Christ, they better know that now they've committed the rest of their life to shofar. So there was actually something that they forgot to say there, that until death do us part, you know. So no, I'm only joking. That is not at all our heart. I just want to reassure you that our heart here is really that you commit to us, especially if you're a student. You commit to us while you're here. And if the Lord wants to move you on, we by all means say, God bless you. But we want you to know that we want commitment. And that's why we do what we're doing tonight, is we want commitment. We commit to these people and to you guys who are members. And even if you're not a member, we still commit to you, but we'd like you to become really a living stone, a part of us. Not just a visitor, not just a, oh, I'll give half a foot, I'll give a little bit of an arm, yeah, I'll maybe just, you know, put half of myself in. We want you to put your full self in. And if God moves you on, put your full self in there where God moves you onto. And that's our heart truly. So that's why we call this, it's not like a covenant, but it's truly a commitment. They signed a form and they became members the other day already. This is just the declaration of what they've already done in their hearts. Okay, so I actually forgot, if I can just have my wife to come and hand out the certificates. I forgot to actually give them a certificate each. So if we can just give them that. And then we're just going to pray for them now, sir. Okay. Something there, yes. All right. So she will hand you the certificates out. And I think let's stretch out our hands. And if I can get Tad and Mika as well, yeah, if Asya can come, you guys as the elders can just hand them out. But we're going to pray for them so you guys can turn around and face the congregation again. And let's just stretch out our hands. If you want to, you can actually stand again. And let's stretch out our hands. Afterwards, we're going to have some holy chaos where everyone's going to come forward and give them a nice hug, just like there. Look at that cool hug on that photo. Doesn't it look nice? Nice, stave a drikkie like that. Okay, so let's stretch out our hands while they hand out the certificates. And let's really just pray for them, because God is so good in adding to us these amazing people. And we know God has got a call on each of their lives. And so we're excited about them. So you guys can face the congregation and they're going to stretch out their hands and pray for you. So just receive, you know, open your hands if you want to. New members, you can just open your hands and receive, because people are going to pray for you now. Okay, so Father, let's just close our eyes and pray. Father, we thank you for the excitement, Lord, of the new members tonight. Thank you, Lord, just for your love for each person here tonight. Thank you for your amazing love, Lord, in adding these people, Lord, not only just helping them to visit here tonight and Lord, helping them to discover, Lord, just a part of your body. But thank you for fullness tonight. Thank you for life as we enter into covenant with one another, Lord. And I thank you for their commitment to us, Lord. And Lord, as leaders, we commit to love them and to serve them, Lord, and to nurture them, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your calling upon each of the in every one of their lives. And we thank you that they are living stones. Today we declare that they are living stones. They're not just members who have signed a form and who will sit in the pew and receive. Lord, tonight they will make a covenant and a commitment to serve in your body, Lord. And we thank you for that tonight. We see the potential, Lord. We see the gift that they are, Lord. And we pray that you would help them to discover, God, the gifting that's upon their lives, Lord, and the gifting that you have called them to be in the city especially. And thank you for adding, God. We are so excited to be a partnership tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that we can commit them to your grace. We thank you for provision, Lord. I pray for each one's life, for spiritual provision, Lord, for financial provision, Lord, that they will not be the tail, but be the head in Jesus' name. You haven't called them, Lord, to be the bottom, but you've called them to be the top and to be the head in Jesus' name. And we thank you that they will prosper in your courts, God, as they have been planted tonight. That you say in your word, they will flourish in the house of the Lord. And may it be so. May it be so in the name of Jesus. We welcome them. We celebrate them tonight, God. Let your kingdom come in our lives and through our lives. And especially through these wonderful new people's lives, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says, amen. Let's give them a hand. And if you know them, come forward and give them a nice hug. So if you know them, just come and give them a big embrace this evening. If you're in their small group or if you just want to get to know them, then come and hug them. Thank you so much. We trust that you really will feel welcome in our midst. If you haven't become a member yet, then we really want to encourage you. Next year, watch the space. We'll have another great celebration, and then you can be standing here as well and receive your certificate and your handshake and your beautiful hug. So we are excited. Okay, you have the opportunity to do it, so please watch the space for the foundations and the encounter courses, and then you will be able to become a new member. So thanks so much. We celebrate all of you. But then we've got amazing, we had an awesome time in Bible school this year. Who enjoyed Bible school? All the students that did it? So before we hand out the certificates, I just want three people to just come and testify quickly. So maybe if Sinjin, if you want to come first, and Lente and Lisa, you look on the regmark. Just want them to testify about what Bible school meant for them for this year. And I want to encourage you as well. Next year we'll be doing second year, first year and second year Bible school. So we're going to have great fun in the presence, and especially sitting under the Word of God. So just let's hear from them, their testimonies, because they were also busy. Some of them are students, some of them are working. They also had lots of things to do, and they really received the blessing of sitting under the Word of God. So thanks, Sinjin.
Evening, guys. Tim shared earlier about going to the location yesterday, and that's kind of what I want to testify about Bible school is, we went to the location yesterday and we had the opportunity to teach to five pastors. And one of the pastors was 69 years old and he didn't know if he was filled with the Holy Spirit or not. He didn't know. And the other pastors, they just didn't know about stuff. And here, we get it thrown at us from every direction. Like, come to Bible school, come to Encounter, come to, hey, he has a sermon about it, you know. Like, and I think we take it for granted sometimes, eh? So, yeah, you know, I study architecture. It's quite busy. It's not that busy. We complain a lot. But it's 2.5 hours a week of just being under God's Word, and just, especially as a student, learning more about God's Word. And, I think we take it for granted, and it's just a really special privilege that we have.
Hi everyone. Yes, I don't know really where to start, but I really think that Bible school should be for everyone, and everyone should do it, because God gave us His Word, and I think sometimes we can stare into the test that we have to do and everything, but in the end it's not the test that we have to write, it's about spiritual growth. And I have to say, Bible school really challenged me in so many ways. Like, I was convicted so. Like, every Tuesday, there was something that made me think, and then you would think through, and you would talk to someone about it, and then you will finally just get it. And, yes, it really challenges you, and it really made me grow. And I have to say, the one thing that really captured me the one week, it was about the doctrine of Christ. And in that, it just, it was about how Jesus... He fulfilled like all the Psalms and everything in the Old Testament. It was that, and just after that, it was about really about the blood covenant, but how Jesus really, He bled for us, but He bled like dry for us, like the water ran, you know, and it just became so real, like everything there. You just realize how real it really is, everything. And we are, like Sinjin said, it's such a privilege to get to know God's Word. It's so nice to spend time with our friends and people in church, but it's so amazing to really hear God's Word and to drink it in and to understand it. And yes, that's...
Hi, everyone. I just want to say, like, I think everyone will agree with me. I've received so much more this year from Bible school than I would ever imagine. And it was... I experienced it like every single piece of knowledge that I had as a Christian really became a life-giving truth to me, and it really became so real, and I really got so much deeper rooted in Christ. And yeah, I just think if you root your life in truth, you really will experience life. And I just also want to agree with Sinjin. I also study architecture, and it was quite hectic. But the Lord really just blessed my studies, and He blessed my time so much. It was incredible. I couldn't even believe it. So yeah. Really, I just want to encourage you to all do Bible school. It's an amazing opportunity, and you really can't let it go past.
Mm-hmm. So you will see them coming up now. If you want to know more about Bible school, speak to each one of them. Their lives are truly impacted. So I'm going to just call on each and every one of them, and then they can have a photo taken there. So you can just, I think, Lovey, you can stand this side, and the paparazzi will capture you. So the first person is Shanta Rousseau. Clayton Miser. You can just remain up here when you've received your certificate. We'd like to take a group photo as well. So, Corneille van die Kerk. Doop Hubert. Is Doop hier so? Not here. Elria Barnhorst. Matthew wants to be in the photos as well. Eodia Davis. Caitlin can also be in that photo. I think nie Francois. Is Francois for you nie so? I think I can say, gaan het nie maak nie. Gerard Olivier. Heinz Dupree. Ingrid Bosch. Jacobus Boysen. Jaapie Kreer. Lanel Peterson. Lente Conradi. Leslie Labascagni. Liesel van Aswegen. Marilise Kreer. Lisa Nell. Rihanna de Kok. You might be wondering, there's certain people whose names haven't been called out, and that was for a specific reason. Because Bible school did include some tests and assignments. There was definitely evaluation, so ask these people. They were definitely told that they must do their tests by a certain time, so I irritated them at times, but they were blessed by it. And so at the end of Bible school, there is also evaluation in terms of, and all of them, by the way, passed with flying colors. And in fact, the top 8 were separated by 2%. The top 8 students were separated by 2%. And so we're just going to honor the first 3 students because they were really diligent. They must have worked that extra bit hard, or maybe they've just got what it takes up here. I don't know. But in third place, and this was very difficult to decide the third place because it was separated by 0.2%. So in third place, just pipping the rest, is Belinda Liebenberg. She had an average, by the way, of 91.7%. So let's congratulate her. In second place, very close, with an average of 92.5%, Sinjin Byron. He doesn't want to forget his certificate. And then in first place, beating Sinjin by 0.4%, with an average of 92.9%, Andrew Timothy Shanknecht. You see what happens when you go on missions, then you become top of the class in Bible school. But let's just give them a round of applause again. Just wonderful people. Just want to honor you guys. So thanks so much. You can take your seats again. Don't they look cool with their certificates? Awesome. So I want to encourage you guys, do Bible school next year. We're going to have some fun under the Word of God. I want to thank the teachers as well. We're going to honor them now, but it was basically Ter de Villiers, his wife, Mika, William Clift, who basically taught about half the modules, Weinand Meiberg, John Reed taught one module, and we'll honor the teachers now, but I really want to thank you for teaching. You guys were really awesome. And it makes my life so much easier that I don't have to teach all the modules. So I know there's some anointed teachers, and some of these people next year will be teaching. Some of them have graduated now. So it's exciting. But before we hand out all the certificates to the volunteers this year, I just want to share a word quickly. It's on my heart. I've called it Celebrating Servant Hearts. Because yeah, in Matthew chapter 20, from verse 26 to 28, and this is really the heart of what tonight is about, is that Jesus ultimately came as our perfect example. And it says here that whoever, Jesus speaking to his disciples here, and the disciples are arguing about who's the greatest and who's going to be the leader and who's going to sit at my right hand, at your right hand, and who's going to really be more special than others. And Jesus challenges them and he says the following. He says, whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. Whoever desires to be great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first, Jesus said, let him be your slave. He says, if you aspire for leadership, if you aspire to really do great things for the kingdom, you know what Jesus says? Simply start by even becoming a slave. And he says, you know what? You'll become more and more a slave unto righteousness and unto me if you want to be great. That is Jesus' mark. And he says here, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And that is our perfect example, as we sang about him tonight. Jesus is the epitome of servanthood. Jesus came to lay down himself and to lay down his life. And I really believe if we want to become close to the heart of God, it's all about serving. It's all about saying, Jesus, I want to give you my life. I want to give you my everything. And you know, I want to honor people tonight, but I also want to just say, you know, I come from a family. I want to testify this weekend. My wife and I just took a bit of a break, went back to my parents' house for a couple of nights, just to get away. And it was so awesome to be with my family again. And it's not like we see them often. But you know, when I got to my parents' house, you know, there's food waiting. There's just a life there that, like, I can just feel like I can rest. I come from a family that just serves. My mother lays down her life for us. My father is just so, you know, hospitable, welcoming us in. And I just had an incredible experience again, knowing this is what family is about. This is what Jesus came to do. He came to die for relationships. But he came to make us all servants of one another. And it was so awesome for me at the end this morning when we left. We prayed, just said, and my brother and his wife were also there, and their little boy. And I said, let's just all get together. We just want to pray a blessing over you. And you know, the Karoo is very dry at the moment. They're very stressed. They're really stressing about the rain, and the rain's not coming. And I reminded them again. I said, you know what? God is faithful. God is truly faithful to send rain to you. God will provide for you guys. But you know, I know my brother's very focused, and he's just, you know, I can see this tension between him and his wife. And You know, he asked me to pray for the workers on the farm on the Friday that we were there, and I prayed for them. And the Lord just showed me again that, you know, God's heart is for relationships and for people. And so I said to them this morning when we prayed, I said, you know what? Jesus died for relationships. Jesus died that we can be reconciled to one another. That we can be reconciled to Him, but also to one another. God's heart is for relationships. God's heart is for people. We can do lots of stuff, and we're not going to take lots of stuff to heaven. We're going to take people with us. But Jesus died that we can be servants of one another. And I just experienced again my family serving me, and I was just so blessed. I was just so blessed. And can someone maybe just look after Matthew and entertain him at the back? Otherwise, he's really going to distract all of you. But I was blessed by the fact that my parents laid down their lives for me. My parents laid down their lives for us as children. And it's really a thing of honoring them and them honoring me. And that is what relationships are about. That is what life is about. And I'm challenged by that because, you know, we can become so task-focused and do stuff and get our degrees and do all these things. But you know what? God wants us to live for one another and to serve one another and to die for one another. That is what He came for. And He said the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And we want to welcome you into this family. We want to say we want to serve you as the leaders. We want to lay down our lives for you. But you know what? The best thing that you can do is not just to be served, but to then say, Jesus, I want to lay down my life for other people. I want to invite other people into your presence. I want to, like Tim said, go into the township where some people don't even pitch up. But then you say, God, why am I here? I'm here to serve people. I'm not just going to do a program. I'm so blessed by their testament. Of not saying we're just going to do an encounter in the township and, oh, if it doesn't work, we'll just come back. No, we had to serve people. We had to see people's lives change. And that's what it's about. And you know, in 1 Peter 4 verse 10, I want to encourage each of you to go and find out in these holidays, what is your gift? Because it says, as each one has received the gift, use it to serve one another. Doesn't matter what that gift is. There's so many gifts in the body of Christ, and many times certain gifts aren't operating because we're not serving one another. As good stewards, it says, of God's varied grace, our ultimate responsibility is simply to serve one another with who we are. Because you know, you're a gift. Turn to somebody next to you and tell them, you're a gift. But within you, there is a gift. Within you, there's, and the Bible school students did it. We did the seven gifts of the Father. We did the fivefold ministry gifts. Find out what your gift is. And if you're a servant, if you're a leader, if you're a teacher, if whatever you are out of the seven gifts of the Father, those are natural gifts, or else your ministry gifts. If you're an evangelist or a pastor, prophet, teacher, apostle, serve people with those gifts. Whatever gift is in you, serve it. Use it to serve people. It's not about your gift. It's about the serving. Why? Because it says you need to be a good steward of God's amazing grace. God's varied grace, and He's given each one of you gifts to serve the body with. It's our ultimate responsibility. And lastly, yeah, in 1 Chronicles 29 verse 9, it just simply talks about David at the end of his life building the house of God and raising up Solomon and giving Solomon the responsibility and giving him all the material and everything. Obviously, Matthew's quite a challenge for his I love my son. I think my son really wants to take the mic and preach, but he'll have his opportunity. He'll have his opportunity. But it's wonderful. Family's awesome. Kids are awesome. Matthew, just on the side, I'm telling him about the gospel now. So I'm telling him, you know, Jesus died for your sins. So he says, my sins. He died for my sins. But he knows he's forgiven because he sings that song of For the Sake of the World, Forgiven, Forgiven. And so he loves that song. But he knows he's forgiven. But his sins are also forgiven. You see, our greatest joy is when you come to this place where, like, the mighty men and the people around David, they gave of themselves. They gave in 1 Chronicles 29 for the house of the Lord. And it says here at the end, it says, the people rejoiced because they had offered willingly. David mobilized these people and he says, listen, my son Solomon is going to build the temple, but you know what? You all need to be part of it. You all need to give of something within your life. And it was money and it was property and it was materials and it was just being there and experiencing the joy of serving together. And that is what happened here. Is they had offered willingly because with a loyal heart they had offered to the Lord. And I want to say to you this evening, if you're serving in Shofar, you know what? You're not serving for Alistair. You're not serving for Ter or for my wife or for Fred or Lucille or any other leader. You're serving the Lord. And God is busy building His house, a special house amongst us. I'm so excited. And that's why we're going to honor people tonight. We're going to honor the Christ in them because it says that David rejoiced greatly. And tonight I can experience don't know about you, but there's such a joy in this house. Not because we're celebrating people, that too, but you know what? We're celebrating the King of Kings in our midst, and God is doing something special in our midst. God is building His house through us, weak vessels, imperfect vessels, but He's building His house through us. And we want to invite you all to join. To join with, if you're new here this evening and God is maybe laying on your heart to become part of this church, then become part. We'll do all the admin and all that stuff whenever, but become part in your heart. A lot of these people who stood up here, new members, you know what? They're already serving. They're already leaders, some of them, because they just know this is where God's planting them. So don't wait until you've signed a form and until you're welcomed into the church officially. Start to serve now and say, God, where can I pack chairs? Where can I help with Kitty's church? Where can I do all these things? And tonight we're going to exactly do this, is expose you to the ministries that we have here. And so I'm going to, first of all, call each of the leaders of these various ministries up, and they're going to hand out the certificates to each of their people, because ultimately it's the team that has worked. And the first team that we're going to start off with here is the ushering team. And so I want us all to put our hands together for the usher coordinator this evening. He's here basically every evening. Billy Olofsson. I just love this man's heart to just serve and to lay down his life. And he has created a real team around him, and there's amazing people that have helped him. And I want you to do, if you want to be an usher, welcome people at the door, just set up the hall, get everything. You know, it's actually basically the ministry of hospitality. It's making people feel welcome. And I know a lot of you have got testimonies of you felt so welcome in here, and it's due to him and his team and the prayer team who've prayed and said, God, we want to build a house. We want to help people to feel welcome in this house. And so you can be part of that team. If you've got the gift of hospitality, practice it here in church. Don't wait for someday when you're going to be a mother or a father. Do it now. Practice hospitality in the church, and you will see the blessing upon your life. But the couple of guys that have helped Willie and the ushering team, first of all, Clifford Gilpin. Gerrit Viljoen, as hy so vanaand. Two other people who aren't here tonight, but we can give them a clap, is Dupuy Baer and Francois Viljoen. Jopie Kreer. Is Kobus here this evening? Kobus Venter. We can give him a hand as well. Linda Marais. And Mr. Neil Kessel. You can pray for Neil, his wife. Bear was all the way there in India, very far away now. And those are all the ushers, so let's give them a hand again for the ushering ministry. So please, as I said again, if you want to be part of the ushering team for 2014, then go and speak to Willie, please. Thanks a lot. And then I'd like to call our children's ministry up, but especially the coordinator. And this person did incredible work in getting our kids' ministry up and running. Last year we were thinking, God, we know we've got to minister to the kids. It's the next generation, and we just don't seem to have a kiddies' church, and we don't seem to have kids. And guess what happened when we started with our kids' ministry? Immediately about 10 kids came, and we've now got up to 15 kids sometimes on a Sunday in our kids' ministry. But it was thanks to this specific person. So I would like her to come up, and she's also an elder in our church, really serving God with everything. One of the founders of this church, Mika de Villiers, sal jy asseblief vorentoe kom. Okay, so Mika is going to hand out the certificates to these amazing people who have laid down their lives on a Sunday morning, because you saw how difficult my son is. So I don't know about all the other children at church, but they have their challenges, but they've got a heart for kids and they love them. So first of all, Shanta Rousseau. Is Charlene Gilpin here this evening? Charlene Gilpin. Eden Smith. Yodia Davis. I think she's probably looking after the kids now. Ingrid Bosch. Kaylee J. Lotz. She's not here. Lauren Friedman. She here tonight. Liesel van Aspiegen. Lashane Colby. Are you shy, Lashane? Marlies Creer. The Nicole Schroeder. Is the Schroeder here or not? These students are studying, so let's pray for them. Ntabiseng Patsa. Rory the swimmer Shanknecht. Can we please have some more guys in the kids' church? Are there any volunteers for any men here who would like to? Tanya Fenter, say so. She's studying as well. So let's congratulate them. But let's really give them a round of applause for the awesome work that they did this year in getting our kids' ministry. So I just really want to say that some of these people also were involved in other ministries, so I will just get back to my list again. But I really want to encourage you guys, Kids Church is actually our most crucial ministry. Did you know that? Even before missions, even before anything, the next generation, if we don't reach them, then the world will reach them. And that's why we're excited about the youth next year. We're excited to reach the younger people in the next generation, because we really need to take them from the claws of the devil. Amen. So the next ministry I'd like to call up is, they're a little bit out of action right now because we're still finding how we're going to do it, but the hospitality in the other venue was awesome, especially with that big orange machine that we had. Anyone know what that was? You guys had awesome coffee. So I'd just like to call also the elder of the church, my right-hand man, started the church here, but he also started the coffee ministry. So let's welcome up Ter de Villiers and thank him for... A 400 meter hurdler can actually also have an upper body as well, so he's quite strong. But I also want to say that Ter served on the Bible school. He taught the Bible school. He helped with the prayer, a lot of intercession ministry. Did the offering and did the announcements. So really, whatever was needed to be done, Ter did it. So I just want to honor him and thank him so much for supporting me in this ministry. So as part of the coffee team, Barbara Vermoten. And then Carmen Ann Lombard, she also studying. And Wilmarie Potgieter. Okay, it looks like a couple of the people went here. Okay, so the other coffee ministry people were involved in other ministries as well, some of them. I'm just trying to find my list here now, wherever that is. There we go. Okay, so I would also like to just say, I forgot to mention that Kobus Venter was also on the coffee team. Yapi Krier also helped out with Bible school, okay, and setting up the Bible school. So did Mika de Villiers. She taught at Bible school. Shanta Rousseau was on the student committee. Forgot to mention that. Yodia Davis also helped out with Bible school, and she helped out with office administration. So I want to thank you guys for that. Kaylee Lotz was also on the creative team. Marilise Krier was also on the student committee. Nicole Schroeder also on the creative team and the children's church. And then Tanya Fenter was also part of the coffee team and the children's church. I want to thank those people. So let's all give them a hand. But thanks, Dad, for the coffee ministry. So, by the way, we are in the process of just trying to find out how we're going to get the ministry up and running, especially with serving coffee and getting a proper machine going again and really giving people the best coffee in Bloom. So if you want to help Dad with that, if you feel that's your passion, please go and speak to him afterwards. There's lots of scope for that. The next ministry is the Bible school. So I want to just thank William Clift. Is he here this evening? So William, he's so phenomenal. Okay, I just want to honor William for the... He coordinated the Bible school. He did lots of the teaching. He raised up some of the volunteers to help out. So I want to thank him for that. William also served in the offering. He did the offering ministry at times. And really want to thank him for that. And then also who did the Bible school teaching. I don't think any of them were here except maybe one. But Cameron McIntosh, I think you guys heard him preach this morning. He was also a teacher. And so was John Recombrink. Is John Rees of me? Swatelamar. Okay, and then the other teacher was really a blessing this year. He was also part of the ushering ministry, and he also did the offering at times, was Weinand Meiber. So thanks. Then the creative team, I just want to call this coordinator up because she really got things up and running in terms of just our creative side and making sure that video clips were made and that at times she's still got lots of ideas floating around, but she does the announcements as she did tonight. So let's welcome up Elizabeth Heathcote. She's going to hand out to her creative team. First of all, Clayton Miser. Clayton was also involved with the children's church, so he's a multitasking guy. He can do kids' church and creativity. So, and then next person is Cornei van Niekerk. And then also Gerda van der Merwe. Rihanna de Kok. And lastly, St. John Byron. And he was also part of the ushering ministry. And if you guys did notice that our video clips that were made about the relationship week and the move, it was awesome, wasn't it? So let's give them a hand. So if you've got a heart for creativity and if you're very creative and you want to help Elizmary, we really want to also get this venue for next year maybe a little bit more homey. You know, a school hall is not the most homey place, but we'd like to do that as well. But thanks for the... Why is our couch not here? Our beautiful orange couch. Elizmary also did that. So let's give her a hand for that. And then our amazing musicians. Without them up here, we'd not have nearly as much joy in the presence of God. Amen. So I think we need to honor them. Tonight was so awesome. But first of all, just to really was awesome in coordinating the band this year. He really took the worship to the next level. God really used him mightily as a leader to really gather the people around him. And there was such unity. So let's thank Tiens Poorta. Okay, he's on now. I didn't say to him he must practice this, but can you sing us a song quickly?
No.
Awesome. The man on the drums back there tonight, Daniel Kritzinger. And this man is leaving us at the end of the year. I'm very sad about it, but I know he'll be planted in the house of God up there in Pretoria. But also on the drums, really had awesome rhythm, David Malotzi. And then backing vocals, Elria Badenhorst. One of our amazing keyboard players, and she's just awesome in terms of prophetic ministry and just flowing in the spirit and in the gift, is Yanni Dupria. She loves that new surname of hers. And then this is a talented lady on the violin. Let's give her a hand. Lisa Nell. This person's surname is going to change quite soon, and she's going to help Tiens with the leading of the band, amongst other things. But for now, her surname is still Van Sail. Melissa Van Sail. And then also on the keyboard, super anointed, super blessed to be part of this church and to have you part of this church is Mornay Sholander. And you can go back, Mornay, and go and fetch your beautiful wife, Esti Sholander. So it's amazing of your flight. I love it when people take chances like this in church, you know. You don't get this often, so it's awesome. But let's give our band a hand. They were just amazing. Okay, I just want to call Alria up to quickly share a testimony. She's actually leaving. Tonight was her last night in the band. So she just wants to quickly share a testimony about just what the band has meant to her over the years. She's been in the Shofar Bloom band since the beginning. So.
Yep. Okay, it's such an honor actually to just share a testimony. I didn't actually know what to talk about, but when Tiens asked who wanted to testify, I just know that I had to testify from where the band began and where God really just provided and where we are standing now. Because when we just started, Tar was on djembe, so Tar can actually play djembe. Tar was on djembe, and then Tiens was on guitar, and then I was on vocals. And then we didn't even have a keyboard, and now we can choose. And I just actually wanted to testify just actually how God just provided. We never went to seek for someone. And they just came and they came. And I just told Tiens tonight that I think we have actually the most talent. We're the smallest church with the most talent actually musically. And so I just want to give God the honor really just for what he came to do in the band. Because there was always unity. And what I want to testify about is like we went like for practice. And then nothing gelled. And we were so frustrated because nothing worked. And then we came to the service, and then the Holy Spirit just intervened, and there was unity in the band. And it was just the Lord really that came to show time and time and again. And in this 4.5 years, the Lord never, 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 never not showed. He always showed. And I just want to give him really the honor for the unity that there was always in the band. And I was so sad actually during this whole actually worship previously, because what happened is
they really become like family. The band really became like family, and it's just something really that was established by God. So I just want to give God really the honor and the glory just for what he came to do in the band, because now we can choose what keyboardist is playing and what guitarist is playing, and we have electric guitarists and we have a bass guitarist and we have like few drummers, and it's just amazing what God came to do in this 4.5 years. So I just want to give God all the glory what he came to do in the band.
Thanks so much, Alria. And then the technical team. Without them, we wouldn't hear any sound. We wouldn't have anything happening. So you can sing as much as you can, but without the setting up and making sure there's not squeaks and weird noises coming out of the speakers. These people are just awesome servants, and I really want to appeal to you. When they come up here, I want you to really honor them, but I want you more than to honor them by clapping hands. I want you to ask the Lord, if the Lord's calling you to help at the back there, we really need help. There are only 4 people, and half of them, in fact, a couple of them are going to be leaving the team, either leaving Bloom or moving on to other ministries. But I really want to encourage you, we cannot just have 1 or 2 people serving in the technical team. So we really want to ask the whole church, pray about it, and say, Lord, maybe I must just start to help there, for even if it's for a season, just to get things, you know, even more momentum. But we want to thank, first of all, the coordinator, so faithful, so committed. I know she doesn't want to be up here tonight, but I'm going to call her up again tonight, Mariska Harmse. So she's just going to give a certificate out to her team. First of all, this lady also did helped out with the Bible school, and she did our announcements that you get every month, those pamphlets that you get from all the church announcements. So awesome, so brilliantly done. Belinda Liebenberg. And together with her on the team was Danri Hubert. And lastly, Valencia Simmons. Is Valencia here tonight? Yay. And I just want to also say that Mariska, what she also does is she downloads or uploads the sermons every week. She makes sure that she was part of the creative team as well, by the way, but she does things behind the scenes which most people don't even know what she does, but there's always sermons there. If you've gone onto the website, you'll see on a Tuesday the sermons are there that you can listen to if you missed it on a Sunday. So she's such a blessing behind the scenes. But let's give thanks to the whole team and congratulate them. Thanks so much, guys. Love you, Oaks. And then I just want to call up Tim quickly, our Let's Go coordinator, because he wanted us to just honor 2 specific missionaries. I know a lot of you went on missions, but they're 2 specific people that went on 3 teams. It was 3 teams. This person, first of all, she was also in the band, by the way, in case you thought, why are we missing out this? She was also in the band. She did 3 missions teams, but specifically in terms of missions, she was really a blessing. Went on all 3 of the teams this year. So Anastasia Hanana. This person was also part of the coffee team. She was also part of the creative team, and she was also on 3 missions this year. Lente Conradi. There were a couple of other missionaries that we're going to honor as well, but you, thanks, Tim. We're going to honor them now. So we've come to the end of it, but there's 3 awards I would like to give out tonight. I know they probably don't want to be honored especially, but I really want to honor them for exceptional service this year. The first person, just listen to this, and I know some of you did 3 ministries, I think 2 or 3, lots of people were involved in 2 or 3 ministries, but these 3 people, we're involved in no less than 4 or five ministries, okay? This person specifically was involved in five ministries, helped out with the Bible school setup and all the logistics around Bible school, was also involved in the coffee team, also involved in the creative team, played quite an interesting role in the creative team if you watch the videos. He was also in the band. He was actually an amazing key link in the band, and that's why you missed him earlier. But he was also a part of the student committee. So I just want us to put our hands together for Gerard Olivier. The second person to really be honored in terms of exceptional service this evening. This person was involved in a lot of ministries. He was involved in the ushering team. I think he just came here to serve this year and he just wanted to find out exactly where his role was. But he started off in the ushering team. He helped out with children's church. He helped out with the Bible school to set up all the logistics. And he played such a crucial link in what we have today in terms of all these mission teams going out. He was our Let's Go coordinator. So I think let's put our hands together for Andrew Timothy Shankner. And every year we have what I call the servant of the year. And so I'd like to just read out what this person did this year. No less than six ministries, I think it was, that he was involved in. Also helped out with the Bible school in setting up the logistics. He was a faithful Bible school student as well. He was also part of the coffee team. I don't know how he got himself into all these ministries, but he did. He was involved in the creative team as well. He was also involved in the band, really helped out, especially where times were tough. He would just step in, even though he was so busy, so involved in his studies, but he said, no, he'll do it. He led three missions teams this year, no less than three missions teams. He's busy preparing for a mission to Malawi. He was our chairman of our student committee, took our student ministry to the next level. So the servant of the year in Shofar Bloemfontein 2013 is Jacobus Boysen. So on that note, I would like the band to come forward again. So you guys can all come forward, the band, because we're gonna just end off this evening with songs of praise and worship. And I really want to honor each person. I know some people were involved a lot behind the scenes, and maybe one of these ministries didn't fit into your profile or what your gifting was, and that's fine. Your reward will be in heaven. If I've missed out on people tonight, I'm really sorry. But I really want you to say, I want you to come to me and say, I want to start a ministry. If none of these ministries that are happening now or that are happening currently and that are in your gift set and you want to do something more, then please say, Alistair, I want to start this. But you know what? It's important to get a team around. Because that's what I honored. I specifically did it like this, to honor the team, because it's not about the individual. It's about the team. And if you see Jacobus, he was part of lots of teams. He got his student committee around him. He wasn't just the one man running the show. He was the initiator, but he got a team around him. And I want to encourage you guys to embrace the family principle, embrace the team principle. If you've got your own ministry, then get other people around you that are excited about that same ministry, but get a team around you and really don't like be limited to these ministries. But I want to say, if you don't know where to start, do like what Tim did. He just came here and he served with wherever there was a need. Or like Jacobus or Gerard. These guys just served wherever there was a need. They didn't be obsessed about, oh, what's my gift and what am I? Just serve where there's a need. And lay down your life and say, God, show me where my passion is. Show me where my gifts are and where I can focus. But just start somewhere. Whether you've got to pack chairs or, you know, help with kids, just do that. Get involved in laying down your life. And that's the message this evening for all of us, is let's be part of God's amazing plan. Let's help at the sound desk. All you've got to do is press a few buttons. You don't need to be intellectually on a 90% Bible school level, okay? You can really just be there and just serve and see the joy in it. And see the joy that David and his mighty men experienced at the end of his life, where he said, you know what? It's a joy to be part of the house of God. It's such a joy. Because that's what life is about, and that's what church is about. Amen. So let's all stand this evening, and we're going to sing to the Lord. And but I also want to say to you this evening, if you don't feel celebrated tonight, if you feel you just want a touch from God, and you feel like you're dry, and you feel like you just want to meet with Jesus tonight, then I would love to pray for you this evening. Once we've sung these songs, I want you to say, God, maybe I'm just not at this place where I can serve you, because you know what? I'm not celebrated. I don't feel celebrated. I feel so weak and so useless. And God is saying to you tonight, Jesus is saying to you, I celebrate you just for who you are. You don't have to do stuff for me. You see, because all of the serving comes out of a place of celebration. It comes out of an abundant heart. That's how these people can serve so faithfully and serve so joyfully. It's because they know Jesus has celebrated them. And whether I celebrate them or not, it doesn't matter. They're doing it unto God, and they're doing it for His glory.